Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. Commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Tarvell, and I have the privilege of sitting with the man, the myth, the legend, Will Coleman. Will, how are you today?
Doing well, Mike. Just running the marathon one step at a time and very excited to have our guest on the show today. Today we have, I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly, Jake Marmelstein. Perfect. I got the thumbs up. Jake owns, at Groundbreaker, Jake owns the company Strategic Vision and Execution. He was responsible for sales management of the departments and the people leading them. Jake also manages company finances and capitalization, as well as the board. Prior to Groundbreaker, Jake worked at a private REIT and graduated from Cornell University. And I'm probably not the best at describing what Groundbreaker is, but Groundbreaker is the investment portal that we use for our investments, and it helps us organize our investing and communicate with our investors. So I'm sure we'll get into it. But welcome to the show.
Jake will have a couple more things to add to that. But welcome, Jake.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
So, Jake, with a lot of investor portals out there, I mean, we've used a couple and just seeing what's out there. Why did you create Groundbreaker? What was that need that you were trying to solve for?
So originally, going back to the REIT days, there was no solution on the market that provided any of this. And I remember being in the office after midnight more than in my own apartment sleeping because I was handling all the administrative work in addition to the analysis, due diligence, packaging up of presentation materials for investors, to making sure that our Excel was clean with the right information and that the reports were sent to the right people and that the files were stored in the right folders. And, I thought this is really backwards. We should have a system for doing this. And no matter how much Excel you know and how much you can automate in Excel with Visual Basic and whatnot, there comes a time where, I just threw up my hands and was like, this is broken. And I don't want to be a cog in this machine. Let's build a better machine. Let's do something that can change the way that we're operating in this industry. And it kind of dovetailed really well with the Jobs Act, which was passed in 2012, allowing for people to be able to raise capital from accredited investors over the internet. And I believe that educated a whole bunch of real estate investment professionals about the power of the internet and the power of technology, not just for crowdfunding, as it was called back then, but to automate and streamline the way that we communicate, the way that we build trust, the way that we get financial transactions done and look at finance.
I saw the pain and the PTSD in your eyes from thinking back in those midnight hours, and we felt that pain too of just, I think everyone who's invested or worked on a deal going through all the PowerPoints, cross-referencing every Excel, making sure it matches, even the audit days, the reporting, making sure this number matches that. Like you said, and even working for a developer, like you said, everything in the right folder by entity, by person, and those white label document holders are never the fastest or the most convenient. So I too in the CPA days had to really resonate with those problems and appreciate the entrepreneurialness of yourself and your team solving that problem head first, right? Because there always is a way, and I resonate too of building the machine. And I know Will is too. We're trying to build three machines all at once.
And Jake, if you had to answer what the biggest value that Groundbreaker brings, how would you answer that?
So I believe that there's a lot of real estate investment companies out there that, try to white knuckle it, as it were, to get their platform off of the ground. And there's so many different things that they have to do. So when you look at Groundbreaker, it's really providing an ecosystem for the early syndicator and real estate investment professional to plug in an entire infrastructure into their business that can take them from zero to having a professional looking investor portal, a structured setup for their data room and their deal, a way for their investors to sign documents and fund. I mean, it's like the equivalent of the old days of having to build a WordPress site to get your e-commerce business off the ground and cobbling together a bunch of different tools to build a shopping cart experience and build a catalog and sell things online versus just buying Shopify. So Groundbreaker just creates that plug and play experience for people to be able to launch their real estate investment business.
Well, imagine trying to herd in signature pages. And then someone missed a signature page.
I've done it. I've done it plenty of times. And I'm obviously, new to learning what the program does. Is this something it's only for syndicators, or could if I'm going out and buying 300, 400 units by myself, is it something that I could utilize as well?
You could definitely use it, and you could use it for your own internal record keeping, your own internal document management. Where it gets to be more valuable, I think, is because you can have other people accessing the information, and you kind of scale that one-to-one relationship with an investor to a one-to-many relationship. But having said that, if you wanted to just keep your own records and do it in a clean way over a cloud-based platform that's searchable and has structured data, I mean, there's no easier solution to be able to do that. You're probably in good hands using a system like Groundbreaker to be able to do that with.
Okay, so it's something you could use on the front end, and maybe you have ambitions to syndicate 3-4 years down the road, and this is a platform that has that, where if you wanted to do that, it's already built in and scalable.
Yeah, and I think one of the parts that creates a lot of value is the service aspect of what we're doing, because we don't just have a kind of here you go out of the box, you get it, and you have to sort of populate it with all of the data. Our team actually takes the data from the existing portfolio, whether it's historical deals that you've done and closed, you want to show a track record, or you've got, active investments with documents attached to them that need to be populated from your old system in Excel and all those other tools you're using to putting it into one system. We do that import of the data. So it could definitely be something where, somebody unrolls it into managing their existing portfolio before they start syndicating, and they just want to have a better system for organizing it. We'll help them get there. Yeah.
And I commend your team. Julia was an absolute rock star for helping us herd in all the information. I remember we were going through all the PDFs and organizing it, and Julia and the team was absolute best. And Jake did not pay me to say that. Julia, if you're out there, you're a rock star. And just, it's a lot of education piece too, right? So when you're taking all that information, putting it into the system, I call it the trophy case, right? Because here's all the deals, here's all the hard work, and you're just trying to continue to add pieces and collections to that. And I think just the Groundbreaker platform does in a sleek, easy way. One of my favorite features I'm excited to put when we get next deal down is I bought a drone selfishly to fly it around, but I'm lying to say it's to check roofs, but it's just to get that content posted in the platforms just so that everyone can see it from ground up, because drones make everything exponentially better.
Yeah, you're talking about the way that you can shoot videos and then put the videos into the data room for investors to see, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's the way things are moving. I mean, we already do it nowadays. We do webinars with investors, or if we're still kind of old school, we're doing one-on-one calls. But besides the fact that you have, in the old days, you have like a PDF presentation that you might send out to investors and they would look at it, and then the presentation changes as you make updates. Now you can put that presentation into a platform, and so it gets updates, and whenever it changes, people can log in and see the changes. But then if you kind of make it into a video, then you can sort of streamline all of the things that people are going to want to know and answer those questions that they would have, give them more of a tangible experience with the asset too. So don't know, all the technology that's kind of coming out to help make this process work better is pretty exciting for the whole industry.
It really is, just like in terms of what's happening to older businesses and how tech is changing them. Like I think the finance industry is one of the industries that's most set for this type of revolution. You know, banking, for example, investor portals, I'm sure kind of fit into that, into the transparency of financing and how things are viewed and how you interact with things. Cause like right now, a lot of lending and financing is, it's very in the dark. You call a guy and they say, here's what you can get, rather than having an interactive portal that you know, you can see everything that's happening behind the scenes, and it's interactive and it's much more transparent. And I think that's good that's happening in the investor portal space as well, where, you know, rather than just handing someone $50,000 and they send you checks, now you can see videos of the property, you can see the operating statements. It's almost like a Facebook where you can log in and see, you know, almost like a little community and an ecosystem, like you mentioned, of what's happening with the property, as well as, you know, so many industries, this is happening, especially in the financing industry, where you can see the changes that are taking place. So I haven't even seen the product, to be honest, and I'm kind of excited.
Well, and two, like before, I was talking to our analysts, and it's like people would wire $50,000 plus, and then maybe get a monthly or quarterly statement and money back. And there was no like the black box, right? It was just like, what a crazy concept. And now it's every quarter, Gino and I are hopping on a webinar. Hello, everyone. We're just going through the numbers and the stories behind it. So there's just so much more radical transparency in the investing world, because I think the world is becoming a savvier place. And thanks to Jake and the Groundbreaker team, it's going to be even better than ever.
Well, what we hear from all of the real estate investment professionals that we talk about and their investors is that it is important to find great deals. Like, don't get me wrong, finding good deals that will offer great risk-adjusted returns and reasonable cash on cash with cap rates that are affordable in the market and upside that's achievable either through appreciation or improvements that are made on the asset to boost operating cash flows. Those are all key, and we look for those. But if a group has better reporting and better communications, it's going to win over more investors than necessarily the, you know, the sickest like investment deals that are going to be the hardest ones to find. Investors still want to have the best returns, but they also want to feel comfortable with who they're placing their capital with. And that communication and reporting has gone to a higher level because of technology. So that's sort of the effect that I was seeing back when I started Groundbreaker in the early days, and what people were telling me was that this is going to become a new standard. And firms that don't adopt, that don't have the kind of technology, they can't offer that level of transparency and reporting and communication, are going to have challenges attracting investors, no matter how great their deals are.
Yeah, because it is a service business at some level. You know, similar, and that's why Chick-fil-A is so successful, that their food is good, right? But it's the service that really puts it over the top. And you could argue, like, you know, some people may prefer, you know, I personally might prefer Taco Bell, but you know, it's a very pleasing experience going to Chick-fil-A. I've got a reaction out of Jake here.
My uncle's in the chicken business. So I'm like thinking about all the different comparisons you could make and doing Taco Bell to Chick-fil-A. I'm like, no, man.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell is my weakness. I haven't been in a while, actually, but, yeah, I mean, you're right. It's like your product is very important. Like, you have to meet returns, right? But it's the providing a quality level of service and communication and transparency is not probably, you know, it's on par with doing good deals. You know, it's almost just as important.
Well, to that point,
Let me just say, like, that just reminded me of, like, the thing with registered investment advisors and robo-advisor platforms. So, like, there's a company called Wealthfront, and they started managing billions and billions of dollars within a period of, like, 5 years through a technology platform that was doing, I don't know, like 3 or 4% returns. And they're not the sexiest returns, but the registered investment advisor world just, you know, flipped out because they were losing all of this business, mainly from the millennial generation, to this robo advisor. And it wasn't about the returns that they were generating. It was about how easy it was to use and how easy it was to see what was going on.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the world we're going to is how few of clicks can I go from, I hear about the deal or I hear about a group and I want to invest. And just even I heard someone compare to Clubhouse. You're two clicks away from joining that, getting on the app to speaking in a room, in 2 to 3 clicks. So it's how do you reduce that click piece? But to your point of the investor returns are important, but you know, we've had tough conversations. Like, we communicate weekly with our investors sometimes on collection reports that they still want to be interested in. And so it's just having to tailor that experience to them, right? So I don't want to blast all of our lists of every week, here's this thing, but there's a select few that might look at something. Or someone could be like, I only care about my returns, but I don't, you know, I can put the drone footage there. So there's just, it allows your investor base to be as engaged as they want to be without being pestering them to the point where, like, I wish I just got my returns and been left alone. So, you know, you're tailoring it instead of trying to text over here, fly a drone over here, email over here, and it's just constant communication. Like you said, tailoring it to each one's experience by seeing what they can do.
Yeah, and there's other platforms out there that, you know, make this pretty obvious as well. I mean, even Fundrise. I don't think that their returns are groundbreaking in any way, but they've got the e-REIT thing going. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool how they've been able to build, you know, their own technology platform to be able to attract an uncommonly large number of investors. So
in the space, you know, the whole syndication world's relatively new for kind of the modern syndicator of, you know, taking $25,000-$50,000 from a bunch of people. And because of that, this investment portal world is kind of new as well. And you've seen, mm-hmm. you know, a handful of companies come out and try and become the next big investor portal. Could you speak on kind of the current market of these types of products and what separates Groundbreaker?
Yeah. So there's companies who have decided to start with an institutional audience where they're kind of serving the big, billion-dollar firms that would typically be backed by pensions, endowments, foundations, family offices as their main capital providers, and doing a good job at building a more modern platform than what we kind of had in the 90s, with things like eFront and Investment Cafe that are really non-specific platforms that cater to private equity hedge funds and do a little bit of real estate but aren't real estate specific. So there's platforms like that that have come up and done a decent job at making the work more streamlined and creating a more easy to use platform for those audiences. But for the vast majority of real estate investment firms out there in the market is hundreds of thousands of companies and individuals who either do this part-time or they get big enough where they can do this full-time. They're really underserved and don't have an affordable solution that can be able to plug and play into their business. So there's a pretty uncontested market there. There are some small competitors that do things similar to Groundbreaker, but we've been working on our solution for a considerable amount of time. So our software is pretty advanced in the way that it works. We've got things like automated electronic distributions. So you can put in your bank account information and receive funds through ACH. And it's all wrapped into the cost of our service. So you can eliminate your bank fees. And for the price of what we offer, if you just consider the wire fees and the distribution fees that you would typically see, you're probably saving money by signing up with Groundbreaker and using our ACH service. What we also do, I believe, that really differentiates us as a business is, even though we're catering to small businesses and our price point is relatively low, right now, so that we can help those companies get on board and then grow with them, we do have a full service customer team. We're not limiting the number of hours or the kind of support we give to people. We bring them on board, data onboarding, investor onboarding. We launch with their team and actually show them how to use the software. We show their investors how to use the software, and we fully support their journey so that they're actually getting value on the technology. Cause it's more of just, you know, a tech. It's not just here you go, figure it out. Here's an article or two that you can use, but how can we kind of create a partnership where we're their tech team, we're supporting them, and they can use the software. So I think, you know, some of those aspects help differentiate us. The ease of use and simplicity when you're going from looking at like the enterprise market and the big products that have the customization and configurability to do a lot of different things, that can be good for firms that need it. But for smaller companies, especially, it just kind of gets in the way of the workflow. So we make things really simple in Groundbreaker. The platform's fast. It's easy to find things. The value is easily achievable through the tool. So those are, you know, some high level things. Besides that, we didn't just start this yesterday and of our basement. I'd love to say that I bootstrapped the company early on and got it to the point where, you know, it was making enough money to attract outside capital. And then I brought on an institutional investor to help the company grow. So we have a pretty strong backing, which allows us to move faster and provide a higher level of service than I think other companies that might be coming out with their software now.
I think too, Jake, to your ACH point, a big piece of it is saving time in posting, because, you know, we still use Excel and fact check it, but literally all that posting you have to do and going from like the transacting piece is always that hardest part of making sure bank accounts match. Did they get the wire? Did they get the check? Working with the bank is the hardest part. So even saving this, that time component of doing quarterly distributions, you know, even though it's four times a year, it's always a pain point. So because of your system, and we've gotten some availability from our accounting team, we're looking to potentially transact our distributions monthly. So it's little stuff like that, you know, the time aspect, the cleanness, you know, the ability to customize configuration logos just makes it more clean and professional, which, like you said, to those smaller investors, if you were to find their site, that can make a difference, right? It's not just like a Dropbox, hey, sign this email you got with your wiring information, right? There's a lot of just risks associated with doing business that way. So you're serving a need that's very powerful and saving the part-time person time, marketability, and execution. So I think those are all kind of great points as well.
Yeah. One thing I didn't mention though, that sort of differentiates us a little bit from some of the smaller guys too, is we do have a lot more sophistication in the way that we've structured the way that the data works in the software. And that's like, that's actually seen in the way that we handle investor accounts. So you can sign up as a registered, you can sign up with like your IRA, or you can use a corporation or an LLC, or an employee benefit plan. And that plan can have its own bank account and its own tax ID and everything. But then under the same email address and password, you can create a new investor account, and it can be different from the next one. It can have its own bank account. So we found times where there's high net worth individuals or families that have trusts, and they need to be able to have different account-based permissions inside of an account to be able to share investment privileges. And so I don't know any other platform that has done that in a way that makes, you know, makes sense for the user.
While being affordable, because there's a lot of other platforms that charge per entity, right? So I think it's just a great piece to keep it simple down the fairway and be as sophisticated as either, you know, be as sophisticated as needed.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys.
All right, so before we go to our pro tip here, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors.
And we're back. So Jake, a lot of great value on the necessities of having a investor portal like Groundbreaker. But what is your one pro tip to our listeners and investors out there? It'd be anything that comes to mind, but what one pro tip?
Okay. My pro tip to you guys, to your audience, is that when you're doing your first deal, make sure that you spend a lot of time underwriting and analyzing deals. Even if you're not going to move forward with them, get all your partners on board and your team on board with this, and just run through like deal after deal after deal and get the analysis down and have calls and go through it and try to, you know, poke holes in your analysis and try to really test and understand if your model and your assumptions make sense across a number of different deals, so that you can get that down and, you know, tighten it up before you actually close on a single deal. That way you make sure that you're being really conservative and that you guys have thought through all these different scenarios, so you can be most effective. Because when you do that first deal, whether you're taking on investor capital or using your own capital, it could be a big risk, and you want to reduce that risk as much as you can.
And I'm going to add to that, if you're going to raise money, get on an investor portal before you get that deal under contract, because it's hard enough doing due diligence and investor relations, let alone on top of learning a new system. So get ahead of the curve.
All right, Jake. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. It's been very exciting to kind of listen to your what you've done, and as well as kind of see the philosophy behind the technology. So if anyone had any questions or wanted to reach out to you, what would be the best way to do so?
Yeah. So feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn if you can spell my name correctly. And the email is jake@groundbreaker.co. Website, groundbreaker.co. Feel free to get in touch.
I say we gotta get those handles, Groundbreaker Jake, on all socials. But thank you so much, Jake. I really appreciate, you know, you and your team as partners. You guys are incredible with customer service and just the ability to onboard and just be really helpful and taking our feedback and just growing, right? Because that's the big piece with any technology and partnership, is the evolution and compounding growth. So please reach out to Jake and, you know, look forward to helping. And if you have any questions for us, please reach out to us at info@randcre.com. And until then, we will see you next week.